and that's why it's the greatest comic book of all time.
I still think the other one was better.
Okay. We'll have to figure that out.
So, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! We're back. Yeah, it's for like the seven people that listen.
Maybe, if that. I don't know. Oh, so, random thought. Okay. I was, okay, so Podbean has been a pain in my ass for video stuff.
Right.
Like, I've still been trying to get the actual video on our feed rather than a giant-ass picture and the audio of it.
Okay.
Which is a reason why I haven't uploaded the second Red Dead yet.
Okay.
But, funny story, I went to YouTube going, you know what? I haven't checked how our actual video is doing. It has like 4 views.
What are you going to do? One of them's not me. I'll go in and look at it.
I don't even think I've watched it yet.
So, who are the 4 people?
I know, right? at least probably Tony.
Maybe.
Did he watch it? I don't
think so.
Okay, so he hasn't watched it. So, who knows?
I don't think it's anybody we know.
Maybe one. I think one person.
Okay.
But that was like one of my work cohorts at one time. So I think he might be one of them.
Yeah, if we can ever get that up, that was fun.
It was fun. I've been playing Skyrim.
Oh, I've been playing Halo 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been back to Halo 5?
Yeah.
What happened? Why?
So when we had the big Halo 5 party back in 2015 when it came out, we didn't finish the story on Legendary because we got stuck because we had some people that couldn't not live.
Tate?
Sure.
I don't really remember.
Each team had a person on their team. But it was like me and Josh, and we were getting frustrated. So we ended up going to Heroic and finish the game that way. So I was like, there hasn't been a Halo game that I haven't finished on Legendary. So I'm like, I'm doing it.
Okay.
So I went back, played from where we left off, and finished it. And then the achievement popped up, and I was like, awesome, cool. And then I looked at the achievements, and it said, finish the story Legendary solo. And I was like, I'm already halfway done. Let's do that. So then I finished that yesterday.
Wait, so you actually finished on Legendary?
I've completed the whole story at one point or another, solo Legendary.
Nice.
So now I'm going through and doing other little achievements, like help the elite captain take the hill, and and so just little stuff.
I don't think I've ever played a Halo on Legendary.
Yes, well, you started one.
Maybe.
At the Halo 5 Guardian party.
Well, true, I guess.
So I'm ready for Halo 6 to come out. I want to.
Do they know what the story is yet?
It's going to be more Master Chief centered for sure.
I hope so, because he was it. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
And that was the biggest letdown of Guardians was you were playing as Team Osiris most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked. Our group used to be like Halo centric.
Oh yeah.
I think until. I think until Destiny ruined it.
Until Destiny came out.
Yeah. No, because the Halo 5 came out after Destiny, and then it was Destiny 2.
Yeah.
But we didn't really keep playing Halo multiplayer.
No, not that like much we used to.
Mm-hmm. And I think Destiny kind of ruined
it.
I don't know why.
Destiny was a better shooter at the time. Mm-hmm. Going back and playing Halo, it's like, how does gun work? And then I'm like, oh, okay. And so then I get used to the Halo sights, and I'm like, all right, cool. So now I know what I'm doing again. It took me about an hour to figure out. All right, this is where so that's where the bullet goes when I point here. Okay.
Have you talking about new games ish? Red Dead apparently online community is dying.
Yeah, I'm not playing it right now.
Yeah.
I
never started.
I got to level 29 and I got like $3,600.
Yeah. Is it out of betas or is it still in beta?
That's still in beta.
Okay. So. That makes me laugh.
Well, there's nothing to do. It's kind of like what they did with GTA 5 online. There was like a small blurb of what was going on, and then they were like, oh, we'll patch it. And they've waited too long to patch.
And it's the same company, too, so you think they would have.
They would learn that.
Yeah.
Well, they did put a patch out for GTA 5.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I just think online Red Dead is a bad idea.
You're not wrong. It's
It's an old West where you're not supposed to see. It's the same thing, my same gripe with Fallout multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's like you're not supposed to see dickheads running across the wasteland or the desert or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember where. What is Red Dead set in?
It's all over the place. So in we'll call it the wilderness because there's a desert, there's some plains, mm-hmm. mountains, snow. It's got a little bit of everything.
So it's like you're not supposed to see a dickhead jumping across the fucking wasteland / wilderness. You're just, it's supposed to be like, oh, you're out here too, huh?
Yeah, well.
Are you going to try to kill me? Let's find out.
So me and
oh, side note. If we sound different, that's because we've been sick.
Yeah, we've both been sick. I lost my voice for like 2 days. It was...
I was pretty close.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was pretty close.
I sounded like a high-pitched Mickey Mouse with like, but really quiet.
Oh, I sounded like Barry White.
Nice.
Or Tom Waits.
I mean, if I didn't put the high pitch in there, you wouldn't have been able to hear me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
No, I talked a lot more like this.
I could, if that's what I, if I wanted to be loud, that's what I would do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah. It took a lot of energy to do, and I was like, I'm not doing it. Apparently, I guess I had the flu.
But you had the flu. I just had a sinus infection.
Yeah. It didn't feel like the flu. Mm-hmm. It was a lot shorter.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to
do? I don't know.
So.
But yeah, back to Red Dead.
Yeah, so we had a guy come out. Me and Danny, Danny Carmichael were playing. Mm-hmm. And just riding around. He is a trip if we can get him to come out and play. With a group, because we started a squad, and just all of our little clips that we put out is just him doing dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tate tries to copy it. And so we were riding along. We rode past a guy who was clearly hunting, and we're like, all right, cool. And we just
an kept, actual guy? Or
it was an actual guy. Okay. Actual guy just hunting. We're like, all right, cool. We're not going to mess with you. We just kept riding, riding along. He took a shot at Danny. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. So we killed the guy. And then, for good measure, I shot his horse. I killed his horse. And then we left. So the dude was stuck out in the wilderness with no horse for probably about 30 seconds before he realized his horse was dead.
Now, is there any penalty for griefing in Red Dead Online?
Yet. He started it. We finished it.
Well, I understand, but...
He killed Danny, and I killed him and his horse.
But there should have been, like, two...
So, how the griefing system works in Red Dead is you get killed 4 times by the same person, and you can't kill them. The fourth time, you can press to parlay, and then they can't kill you for, like, 10 minutes.
Okay.
I use that system all the time. If I'm, like, fishing or hunting out somewhere and this guy is just being a jerk, I will run towards him 4 times, parlay, come back, and then just like, what's up, bro?
So, okay, wait, what now?
So, basically, if you get spawned in and get killed...
Mm-hmm. They can kill you right off the bat, and you lose everything, period.
You don't really lose everything.
Uh-huh.
If you have... They may have patched this, too. If you have, like... some big game on your horse, mm-hmm. You'll lose that.
Okay.
So, like, if you have a deer carcass on your horse, you'll lose that. But, like, the furs or the hides and all the, like, the little stuff that you've already collected, you'll still have that. And all your money you keep, guns, everything. So they don't get anything from killing you.
Yeah. I knew that much. But I didn't know... Okay. And are you spawned pretty close to where you died?
Yeah, it's a GTA type thing. So you still spawn within walking distance of where you died. So I'll just spawn and there'll be a big red icon
where you died.
Radar around where the guy is.
Okay.
Because he now shows up red on your map and I just run towards him and say, what's up, bro? Wave. All right, cool. 2.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, bro? Wave. 3. What's up, bro? Wave. 4. Then I come back, because then it spawns you a little bit further away. I parlay, come back, and I'm like, sup, bro? He shoots at me. Nothing happens. And then he rides off.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
So, but he didn't know that you parlayed him?
I think a message comes up, but when they don't care. They're griefers, man. If a dot's coming towards them, or there's a dot near them, they're going to try and kill it.
Yeah.
So,
which that's another reason why I don't care for multiplayer, because it takes the human aspect out of it, even though you're surrounded by humans. It takes a human aspect of, I'm going to talk to this person and see what they want and see where we are. I mean, like, it doesn't, it's just, oh, there's somebody there. Let me go kill them right fast.
Yeah.
It literally takes the mortality out of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't care for that.
Yeah. It is what it is. Like I said, it was GTA 5 the same way.
Mm-hmm. Whereas with Fallout 76, it's more of a, you have to say you want to duel me or whatever. Yeah. And then it's like, if you kill me without dueling or something like that, you're pretty much a bounty's on your head or something like that. I haven't even played 76, so this is all from other videos and junk like that I've seen.
Okay. I have a friend that plays 76, and he I use the term friend loosely, but he's constantly trying to get people to play, and nobody's like, nah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, I don't know. But yeah, no, I started playing Skyrim on the Switch, which is the first time I've ever played Skyrim, period.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm going to start over, and I'm actually going to stream it. Not nice. Stream it, but at least record it.
Yeah.
But I got to figure out Podbean first, because they're douches. Or at least this system is a douche, because the first one we tried was too big or something, or it was the wrong format, or something was happening, mm-hmm. and it was just doing the audio. Where YouTube takes it, and it's fine. Well, I did to their settings, MP4, and I lowered the res, so it's only like 2 gigs mm-hmm. watt big, something like that, and it uploads, and it gets all the way to the end, but it never finishes. Like, it literally just sits there in limbo. I'll show you the tab. Once we go up there, it's been, like, in limbo for, like, 3 days.
Wow.
And I'm like, when I go to publish, it's like, oh, it's still not done uploading yet. I'm like, but it's literally all the way at the end. So I just emailed them again to be like, what up, bro? Here's a screenshot of it all the way to the end, and yet you're telling me that it's still not. Because they can't come back and say, oh, you're using the wrong encoder, because if that's the case, then it shouldn't allow it
yeah.
to even start the process. It's literally starting the process. It just will not finish. So I don't know what the problem is. So I've emailed their help desk again.
Yeah.
This would be the third time. Twice in the same email chain.
Yeah.
And then I just forwarded it to them again to see if it fucking pings another person or not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the freaking point in us having a video thing there?
Right. Yeah.
Because I was just trying to keep everything in the same central location and have off the other things and the stuff.
So, we'll have my work segment, I guess.
Cool, go for it.
Yeah, work. I love work.
Sure. You love getting paid.
I do. I do like getting paid. So, last week, my supervisor came. He's like, we're taking your other lead.
Yep.
And I went, jazz hands up, yay! And he kind of looked at me, and he's like, why are you so, oh, it's sarcasm. And he was about to say, why is he so excited?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're being sarcastic. And I was like, yeah. So I've got five aircraft there. Two that do the flying all the time. One that we bring out, ground run, and then put back in the barn. And then one there for mod, and the other one's there for some major maintenance that somebody else is also getting paid to do, and they're not doing it.
Okay.
So, and it's intensive, and we got screwed over. And then I got screwed over, and Danny Carmichael sent me an email today. He's like, when you get a breath, can you do this? So he realizes that I'm in 18 different directions and have no way out
mm-hmm.
of tread. That's the water is above my head about 3 feet, and I can't swim up fast enough.
That sucks.
So and I literally just bounce from the most pressing issue and then to the next.
Because they pretty much taken all your employees?
They took my help.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So now it's back to what it was in 2017
mm-hmm.
when I almost quit And it's just me doing everything.
Yeah.
Except I still have one more person helping, but that was an eye roll.
One quote unquote more person.
Yeah. So it all falls back on me again, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I can do it. It's just, I'll hate it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But when it succeeds, I'll be like, it was because of me.
No, seriously, there was no help.
it was literally me.
That sucks. Yeah, no, it's still there for me. You know the old saying, every day we stray further from God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day I stray further from work. I'm just like, nope. And then I revamped it because it just seems like there's almost, not drama every day, but it's almost something every day. So yeah. I revamped it to just like, almost every moment I stray further.
Yeah. This team, for the most part, has been together for probably 2.5-3 years. I came in 2 years into it, maybe two, and so they were being together 3 years, and I came in at 2.5, mm-hmm. And have been in charge of it for that long. We're drama'd out, man. We ain't got no drama between the crew. Now everybody's got drama in their personal lives,
yeah.
But the crew, no, we're solid. So I'm fortunate to. I take that back. There is some drama between my supervisor and the crew. My first above me supervisor, because you know it's just like an office space. We've all got 4 supervisors above me.
Yeah.
But that first one, he's a little bit of a drama queen. So.
But he's not part of the team. He's just a supervisor.
He used to be the lead until he got promoted, and then I took over in his spot.
Okay.
So.
And you have had no contact about that job thing? Or have they put a hiring freeze?
There are a couple different paths ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
It's a waiting game right now.
Yeah.
So, who knows? I know for sure I won't be there long. My biggest worry is that what happens when I leave?
Doesn't matter.
It does to me.
Oh, wait, are you talking about leaving that position or leaving the company?
That position or the company. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Because if you're leaving the position, it might still fall under you just because...
It depends on where I go.
Yeah, true.
So if I go to production control, then there are things that I would like to change,
mm-hmm.
that would still create more responsibility for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it would just take some of the jobs I'm already doing that PC should already be doing and just taking those with me and then just leaving the team lead with just the team lead job and not everything else.
Yeah.
That's going on. So if I go a different route, then it won't matter. If I leave the company, it won't matter. But I have been there for like 10.5 years.
You've been there a while.
Yeah, it's like I'm set. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
10.5 years.
Reality, I've been where I, minus, 2 years?
Yeah, when you went up to...
To Nash. 2007.
Yeah.
So, that's a while.
Yeah.
So I mean, 2 years...
8.
Minus 2 years, so...
So, 8. 7.5, 8.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Ridiculous.
So,
but yeah. So, okay. We, 2 things that we've definitely got to work on.
Yep.
Is getting, sidebar, artwork is up. We got our artwork in.
Nice.
It's on Podbean. I haven't put it on all the other social media apps, mm-hmm. and means yet, just because we haven't utilized them. We just have them as placeholders for the name.
They're just kind of there.
But on, if you do go to
the Podbean. I'm going to go to Podbean now.
But it's, the banner is up and the icon is up.
Awesome.
So we've got both of those up. We did have our artwork. Matt Swan did a wonderful job.
There's no way to link it, I don't think.
I'll try to figure that out.
Super impressed. Every time you'd send something, I'm like, oh my God, that's perfect. And then you send something else. And I was like, how did he make it better? It's still perfect.
So we still have... The website is still inactive. It's up. It's just there's nothing there. I don't know what happens when you go there. Hopefully nothing, because
I forgot we have a registered website.
Yeah. We have a registered website that we have done nothing with. So we have to learn that.
Yep.
That's going to be a pain in the ass. Yay. But we do have our profiles.
Yay.
God, man, I can't wait to get my voice back. Also, going back to before we had the sidebar.
Yep.
We have a lot of shitty games.
I love shitty games.
Board games that I want to play.
Yep.
We just have to find at least two
other folk
that can commit to board games and actually learning board games. I love my friends to death, but if you put a rule intensive game in front of somebody, people get discouraged, and it frustrates me to no end.
Are you talking about Hail Hydra?
No, that one was actually decently easy. We tried to play with some people. I honestly can't remember.
Are we talking about the paint?
Bob Ross?
Yeah,
Bob
Ross.
You were there.
I was.
Yes. We were going to try to play that.
I couldn't do it. That game was... I mean, I was there. I was ready to do it. I was like, no. Mm-mm. Learn by doing.
We have to learn the rules first.
Yeah.
Which I've watched... They kind of stole my idea, and I'm a little pissed. One of the other sites that I watch, I was like, oh... I'm going to do this different. And the next episode I watch of theirs, they fucking did it. And I'm like, pieces of shit. Granted, it was going to be more on the editing side.
Yeah.
But it was like to actually show the cards on screen rather than just the tabletop.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to actually show them on screen. I'm like, those motherfuckers did it. They probably stole it from somebody else.
Yeah.
I have no doubt. But I was like, son of a bitches. So, but we're definitely got to find some more people that are... going to be involved.
The biggest problem with that is it'd probably have to be on a weekend.
Possibly. Yeah. Which is fine. It's just they have to know that it's going to be recorded it's going to be recorded.
Yeah. And we still got to do the tape podcast, and that's going to be a multi crew at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Danny's going to want to be here. My brother's going to want to be here. My brother needs to be here. If you want to get a true Tate reaction, you need both Luckners there.
Okay. I'll have to get an adapter, but we can do it.
We can probably just put one between two of us.
I'm gonna get an adapter.
So. Okay.
Because I want it to be as clear as possible.
Clear as possible.
So, but yes, I've got a lot of shitty games that I want to play. I love to get games on clearance.
Yeah.
I'm a clearance fiend. So I have a lot of shitty games that never made it past. I don't even... They might have.
Made it past beta testing?
I don't know. Or
testing.
But there's a lot of them up there that I'm like, I don't even... I've never heard of this before in my life. There's Globalization... right there. It has a lot of shitty company names, and you're trying to take over the world via corporation.
Okay, so real life.
Yeah, so real life. So it actually has a lot of crappy game, like, titles it's horrible. I mean, it's so politically incorrect. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But
so we actually need to play probably a good one, even though it's not a shitty game. Fun Employment would be a good one to record.
Oh, yeah.
But you...
I want to do all games.
Yeah.
But yes, shitty games just in general.
Shitty games.
There's one that's going to be a multi... It's Seafall.
Okay.
It is apparently a quote-unquote legacy game. I guess any game could be a legacy game, but that is a... says it's a legacy game. To where it has a memory, quote-unquote. So it's pretty much... Seafall is about exploring... the sea, different islands and whatever. Mm-hmm. So once you play the game with your people, once you go to that island, you reveal that. So the next time that you guys play...
That island's still there.
That island has retained that information. It's not like you have to discover everything again. You pretty much have it discovered and you keep going.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It's still freaking unopened. But that was a clearance item. I think I got it. It was like a regular 70. I think I got it for like 20.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of them over there. So this is definitely the year for Kickstarters for me.
Okay.
I have a lot of Kickstarters that are funded.
You got some ideas or you're funding Kickstarters?
No, funding.
Okay.
No, I haven't done any.
You don't have an idea. You're funding other people's ideas.
And so this is, when I say this is the year for Kickstarters, this should be the year that they all come in. That they all get delivered and say that they're shipping.
Sure.
Yeah, I know, right? I think I funded a Kickstarter 3D printer like maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, hey, this is the cheapest I'm ever going to get one. Yeah, I think they're cheap now. And
I mean, you still haven't
gotten yours. And I still don't have my damn Kickstarter printer. And they keep saying that it's like, hey, we're making this, and we're doing this, and we're doing this, and we're making this better, and oh, we've ran into production problems. So eventually, I might get a 3D printer.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen this year.
But
we'll find out.
Who knows? Maybe it's a... Yay!
Yeah.
And you won't get it.
I don't know. So I think there's a lot of them that are going to be rolling in the spring.
Yeah.
So one of them is this. I think you'll enjoy it. I don't know. It serves a function, but it's definitely... It is a tape measure.
Okay.
That is a rolling digital tape measure.
Oh, so that's cool.
What happens, and unfortunately you can't see this, but press that to press the back, turns on, put it where there, hold it, and then roll it. And the wheel has to start turn. It has to turn. 22 inches. 22.9
nice.
Inches.
Very cool.
And you can actually change it it is decimals. You can change it to fractions, and you can change it to centimeters.
Oh, I was about to say, can you change it to metric? And nice.
So, and then you press it again, and do you want to save that or not save it? I'm not sure how many it saves. And then it'll slowly shut down. It has a battery in there, so it's not like a USB charge it or whatever.
Yeah.
There's an actual battery.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Pretty easy, small, and portable.
Yeah.
I enjoy so far, and I have it. I haven't used it. I have it.
I should probably go on Kickstarter and see if there's anything I'm interested in.
Don't do it. It's a pitfall. It's addicting. Oh, it's a trap.
Then I won't.
Rabbit hole. You go into the rabbit hole and you're like, ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at this. And then by the end of it, you funded like 18 things. But I will say this. Kickstarter is not superior to Indiegogo. They both have their...
stuff.
Pros and cons. Kickstarter is you have 30 whatever days. It's either 30 or 60. I think you can make it depending on the parameters of the Kickstarter. And once you do it and you select your package, you can cancel.
Oh.
So in all reality, in Kickstarter, whatever the first perk is, you go ahead and back it.
Yeah.
And then you can come back going, yeah, I don't really feel like it, and cancel your pledge. Indiegogo, it's almost like you go to a website and you're buying something right there, then and there.
Yeah.
Because with Indiegogo, it's kind of like Kickstarter at the first, to where you're funding the project, but then they'll keep it depending on the project parameters once again, because I've seen Indiegogo to where it's like, oh, this is ended. But with Indiegogo, it's like, hey, we funded it, we're making it, and you're pretty much buying it.
Right.
So once you pledge it, they pretty much are like, thanks for the money. And then you get your product. I don't know how they do on the back end of making sure that shit gets delivered or whatever, if it actually is a thing, or if they're like conning you and you like you never get it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, at that point you can probably take it to court and get your money back and then some.
Possibly, I don't know. I don't know how far into legalization you want to travel that, because you may be stuck in a court system, or you might have to get a civil case to where it's.
Yeah.
Everybody that did it has to sign up for the civil case
Well, I mean, they went after the guy, the couple that was trying to get money for that homeless vet, that then they actually all knew each other. And
really?
Did you not hear about that?
No.
Oh, man. So there was a couple that did a good deed for a homeless vet. It went viral, and then they did a Kickstarter or Indiegogo. I don't know what they did. we'll just say Kickstarter. They crowdfunded money for that vet and then kept the majority of the money and didn't give anything, to the quote vet. Unquote, to the vet. Well, then it turned out after other people found out and it went to court, they knew the vet. And he... that's all I know. I'm not going to speculate any further than that.
Okay.
So it was a big old scam and everybody got their money back, basically.
Yeah. Unless they were... I don't know. Like, knowing the person, you would think they would know the person because they're trying to get the money for him.
Yeah, but no, it was originally... But
they just never gave him the money?
It was originally... Yeah, I may not know enough to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's...
I may need to research it.
Yeah, because it seems a little confusing on that. There's another one we'll not talk about. We'll talk about the other one off podcast.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, we're not getting into that one.
Okay.
So, but I just want to pin that.
Yep.
Leave the audience in suspense that we'll never talk about it. They can speculate.
Yeah.
When we're done, we'll move on. But I want to talk about it after this.
Okay.
But anyway, I think our next, I don't want to record any more video podcasts
until
I figure it out or get it resolved, because I don't want to have a backlog of editing to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or even if we did them, put them on YouTube and then had to go back and eventually put them on our medium right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to re-render it.
Right. That's a process.
It is a process. And it's a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a lot of planning involved right now. We're getting into the planning phase of our year.
Yep.
We definitely have to work on our year to figure out where we're going to be, how much we're going to put out, and what we're going to put into it.
Yep.
So if you've got any ideas, questions, comments, please. Easiest would probably be to email us.
Yep.
Which is gunghoheroes@gmail.com. It's pretty simple.
Yep.
At least that is our Gmail. Email. Okay, good.
Sure is.
That is our easiest way. Yeah, I know, right? You've probably seen the sent one where I re-forwarded that one to them.
Yep. And then they sent out the newsletter.
Yeah, the Patreon. Which we have a Patreon as well that we haven't used. But we do have that. Eventually... we'll get the website up and show you everything that you can actually go to, because Patreon is like a crowdfunding thing. You don't know. I know a little bit about it. It's kind of like a crowdfunding thing to where you support the vendors and give them money and stuff like that so they can actually put out more stuff and try to make it a regular thing. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of other means that we just haven't done because we're still getting our feet wet in this.
Yep.
So, but yes, we're going to start doing a business plan on everything that we're doing and get definitely serious. It is the new year. We're going to be gung-ho about it. Roll credits. So, but anyway, thanks for listening. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, man. Peace out.
Bye.